Theatre Royal. The very name summons up something of grandeur and eloquence, and it was. Hosted by Ralph Richardson, these big-name productions also included the creme de la creme of acting talent, from John Gielgud, Robert Morley and Orson Welles, to Trevor Howard, Michael Redgrave and Laurence Olivier. They were based on works by the world's leading authors, among them Charles Dickens, Henry James, Oscar Wilde and Anton Chekhov. These are but a few of whose company we shall be keeping as we raise the curtain on our first instalment of theatrical history.
The National Broadcasting Company present, transcribed, Sir Ralph Richardson in Theatre Royal.
This is Ralph Richardson. In this series of programs, we have in the past adapted some of the stories of Henry James, and again, today, our play is based on one of his tales. It has that bittersweet quality which one so often associates with his work. It concerns, as his stories so often do, an American in Europe. Here, then, is our tale. Henry James, Four Meetings. I saw her but four times, though I remember them vividly. She made her impression on me. I thought her very pretty and very interesting. The first time I saw her was in the country at a small tea party, one snowy night some years ago. It was at Christmas in New England, and the drifts outside were knee-high. I wondered how the ladies had made their way to the house, but I inferred just those general rigors rendered any assembly offering the attraction of two gentlemen from New York worth a desperate effort.
Ah, now, Henry, don't you want to show the photograph albums to some of the young ladies?
Well, if you think...
I'm sure they're all just dying to have you tell them about your travels in Europe.
I should like to show them to that young lady.
Sitting by herself over there. Oh, yes, she's just the person. She doesn't care for flirting. She'll be delighted.
But if you're sure that...
Carolyn, this is Mr. Henry James, from New York, you know. He's going to show you the photograph of my son Ogden's tour of Europe. Miss Carolyn Spencer.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I do hope I shan't be boring you, Miss Spencer. But Mrs. Latouche was quite insistent.
Oh, no, I'd love to see them. Pictures of Europe.
Yes, Ogden took them while we were over there.
Oh.
Of course, I may not know all of them, but... yes, now, this is Geneva.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Have you ever been to Europe?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, well, this'll be... Yes, Lucerne, that's higher up the lake. I spent quite a pleasant month there.
Oh.
And, yes, the Castle of Chillon. That's on Lake Geneva, too. Now, isn't it beautiful? The pointed towers and the way it rises straight out of the water. The perfect reflection.
Oh, it's enchanting. Isn't that where Bonnivard was imprisoned in Byron's poem?
Yes, indeed. Chillon. Thy prison is a holy place and thy dear stones and so on. But you must know it.
Chillon, thy prison is a holy place and thy sad floor an altar. For 'twas trod until his very steps have left a trace worn as if thy cold pavement were a sod by Bonnivard. May none those marks efface, for they appeal from tyranny to God.
Yes, well, of course, I see you're perfectly equipped for visiting Switzerland and Italy. But if you want to recognize Byron's descriptions, you must go abroad speedily. Europe's getting sadly debaronized.